The Chinese. The Chinese have been a civilized people for close to 4,000 years. They may have lagged behind Europe in the last few centuries, but they're catching up fast. They are not inferior in diligence, skill, and intellect to any other peoples. Since their independence in 1949, they have made great efforts to advance in the scientific, technological, and economic fields. Their resources are rich and vast. They have had their setbacks and crises, but they've already gone far. I have no doubt that in the course of a generation, they will overtake not only the Soviet Union, but other advanced nations of our day. There may be profound historical reasons for their conflict with Russia, even though both are communist. There is none for conflict with the United States, even though their regimes are different. China should be recognized as soon as possible as a member of the family of nations. Buddhism. Just think of it. Here is a man who could preach 500 years before Jesus that hatred cannot be defeated by hatred, only by love. In an age of superstition, when all around him the people were worshipping idols, up stands Gautama Siddhartha, the Buddha, to deny their gods. With his society based on the caste system and himself of high caste, the Buddha rose to denounce it. He was undoubtedly the greatest personality India ever produced, a tremendous historic personality. Strange that in India, its country of origin, Buddhism should have disappeared almost entirely, yet have spread over the whole of the Far East from Ceylon to Japan, and have more than 500 million followers.